Hi, this is Erin from Fit Bottomed Girls.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Jen.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Kristen.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Margo.
You are listening to the podcast that will not only help you to keep a lid on the junk in the trunk, but will also help inspire you to live a happy, healthier life full of confidence.
Each episode, we talk about current events and our favorite articles from the sites. Plus, we chat with experts in food, health, nutrition, meditation, fitness, and more.
If you've been looking for that one podcast that will make you laugh as you learn more about yourself, well, then welcome to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast.
Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. This is Fit Bottom Girl Margo, and on the line today we have Jen.
What up?
And we have Kristen.
Hi, everybody.
And we're feeling very upbeat. It's a Thursday, which I always love Thursdays because it's a day before Friday when we're recording this. So that always puts me in a good mood. And I'm in a really good mood today because a couple of days ago we interviewed Bob Harper.
Bob Harper.
Yes, we did.
Bob Harper.
You're going to hear that interview today. If we sound super excited and giddy, it's because we were. This is a great interview, you guys. I hope you really enjoy it because we really love doing it. And just to give you guys a little bit of a warning, we had a problem. It's the reason retrograde as we're recording these this week. And our call with Bob kept dropping. So we had to call him back multiple times. We patchworked together this interview. It's a great interview. A couple of times the sound's just a little bit wonky, but we really had so much fun talking to Bob. And we all met Bob.
Yes.
So we did.
Crazy. It's so, yeah, and I don't think I fully realized that until we all started talking to him. I was like, oh my gosh, we all have a Bob experience.
Yes.
I do think it's funny, too, talking about the tech issues that we had, that we started calling him during the interview Robot Bob. We'd be like, oh no, he went Robot Bob because he sounded all like tinny and weird, and then he used that hashtag on social media after on Twitter after. So maybe we can get hashtag Robot Bob trending for this interview.
You know what, guys? Do it.
Yes.
let's try. That trend out there. Yeah. Send that Robot Bob, then send it, you know, tweet out to at Fit Bottom Girls and at My Trainer Bob. Let's like really get that going. I love that idea. But yeah, this is a really fun interview. So Jen, what about this timeline of Bob love that we have on Fit Bottom Girls? It began with you.
Yeah, it began so long ago. I mean, we started the site in 2008, and I think we did our first interview in 2009 with Bob, somehow scored an email interview, which Erin and I were like completely giddy about, couldn't like really believe that he actually agreed to do it. And then we got to interview him like the year after that, and then it's just been a not continual, but it seems like at least once a year we get to talk to Bob. And we've been a great supporter of pretty much everything he's done because he's awesome, as everyone's going to hear in this interview. And he's authentic and he's motivating and he's real and he just inspires you to be your best. And when I got a chance to go out and work out with him, or he trained me for his online workout club, which you'll hear about in the interview, at that point we did like a whole week of Bob Harper content where we got to give away a signed copy of his book, and we shared the interview that I got to do with him, and it was really cool. So we've celebrated Bob for years, and I feel like this is kind of the culmination of all that because we all got to talk to him live and then record it so people can hear it, and then people really get to see us geek out in front of him, which I think is fun too.
We totally geeked out in front of him, but it was so great. So, Kristen, what did you remember most when you first met Bob in person? What was your first impression?
Oh, well, so I met him like in 2011 at the Blogger conference. And I remember he was, it was a Quaker oatmeal breakfast. So I'm in this room with like all these women, and he's right in front of my table. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, he's almost, you know, you think that you see somebody on TV and you're like, oh my gosh, I wonder what they're like in real life. And he's like that. I mean, all of the magic that you see coming off of him on screen, that happens in real life. He was just so witty and kind and sweet to everybody. I just loved it. And he took all kinds of questions, and oh, it was very exciting.
Oh my gosh. Do you know when I first met Bob during that workout thing, the first thing I said to him, because I thought that he would be much smaller in real life for some reason. I didn't think he would be
that
tall.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities are short.
Yeah. So I didn't realize how tall he was. He's like six something. He's like tall. And he had just started really, so he transitioned, we talked about this in the interview too, but he had transitioned at that point when I first met him away from, he started eating meat and was really like getting into CrossFit. And I mean, he's a large, like he is in shape. Anyway, so
he is a big, strong man.
He is. And so I stood next to him and I was just kind of taken aback by how much muscle he had. And so the first thing I ever said to him in person was, "Oh my God, you're like really beefy." And immediately I thought to myself, I cannot believe that's the first thing to come out of your mouth. Oh my gosh, like instant regret, like so embarrassed of myself right now. And he laughed and then he was just like, "Well, thank you." And it was just like really sweet. And then we really hit it off from there. So it kind of set like a nice, like goofy tone for us.
That's a great response. So for me, New Year's Eve 2014 into 2015, I was at a party and I leaned in just going home two blocks from my apartment. And I was petting my friend's dog and I leaned in just a little too close to him. He was a little overstimulated because there's a long party and stuff. And he whipped around and whacked at my face and he just missed my eyeball. So I had a scratch under my eye and that turned into a black eye within a couple of weeks. And I was very lucky. I'm totally lucky, you guys. I was totally fine. It didn't hurt. It healed fine. But a couple of weeks after that, I went to a New York City event with Bob and I showed up and then I see him and he's like wicked sexy and handsome in person. He has mojo.
Yeah.
So I'm smiling and looking at him and he's looking at me like, "Oh my God, what is wrong with this poor girl?" Cause, and I said to him, "Oh, this happened on New Year's Eve." And he just looked at me and said, "Well, I hope you had fun." And he just, I laughed and he laughed and it was just like very relaxed and happy. So anyway, yeah, it was just funny how we all had our Bob story. But when I told about that, he immediately says, "Oh, I remember you." And I'm like, "I'm sure you did.
You were that girl."
This freaky woman shows up. Well, you never have an injury and you just get used to it. Like you get over it. But everywhere you go, people need to bring it up. And you're like, "Oh, yeah, I have a sling or I have it on my arm or I have a cut on my face or something." I don't know. It's just one of those situations.
I forgot about it. But it did.
It
made you memorable.
He remembered me right away, so you can't fake that. Uh-uh. So how did Bob change your life, Jen?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like Bob changed my life in small ways, but in large ways at the same time. So he's just so motivational. I remember watching him on The Biggest Loser back in the very early days and him just being so going deep with people on an emotional level that I hadn't really seen ever on TV. And after having some of my own issues with back pre-FBG with overeating and emotional eating and overexercising and not being in tune with my body and kind of just using food to deal with feelings a lot of the times, I was really fascinated by that. And so it got me in a lot of ways thinking and kind of on my path to anti-dieting, intuitive eating, and everything that's really changed my life for the better. So there's that. And then when I met him, when I did that workout, I was able to show off a little bit. I just started doing, gosh, I think I'd been doing CrossFit style workouts for maybe probably around a year. And I had just mastered doing a kipping pull-up, which I was extremely proud of. And
let's just say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I worked on it for like a whole year. And so I told him, I heard you've been doing these workouts. Like, what can you do? And I was like, "Well, I can do a pull-up now. This is awesome." You know, and he's like, "Let me see." And so on camera, he had me do, he's like, "Okay, show him," which I wasn't expecting. And so I got up and I did like two or three at that point. And then just kind of like that encouragement and him being like, during that workout, just him being like, you know, gosh, like you're a badass. Like he just makes you feel like a badass no matter what you're doing and where you're at. And so now, I can do like 16 pull-ups in a row, which,
oh my God,
I'm super proud of. And I mean, cause I just kept at it. But I think about, you know, when you have someone who is like a Bob, who's inspired so many people and they're like, "Yeah, like you're a badass," that you take that a little bit more to heart, maybe. I know I did. And it just kind of makes me want to be more. And especially even after talking to him, you know, a couple days ago in this interview, he's trying all kinds of new things. And it's that kind of attitude that really makes, you know, you want to continue to grow and evolve and do new shit. I mean, so cool.
You guys, and the new stuff, like all of you listening, like you are not going to believe what he's doing next. And I know that sounds like a horrible, like clickbait teaser type thing, but oh my gosh, like he said what his next big thing was. And I couldn't say anything right away. I was like, "You've got to be joking. That is not what I expected at all."
Yep.
Me no, either. It's incredible. Yeah. He's always moving forward. He's a curious person. You can tell. And he just kind of goes where his heart takes him. And so, yeah, he's taking it into new directions. And I totally want to take those classes, by the way. Don't you?
Yes.
So much.
Yes. His classes. Yeah. I would love that.
So what do we think about The Biggest Loser and reality TV? And, you know, do we think it's motivating or is it fat shaming? You know, The Biggest Loser, there's no discussion right now about whether it's continuing or not. It's sort of kind of in limbo. And so I was just wondering your thoughts about it.
Yeah, it's so funny. I've watched Biggest Loser since the very beginning. Like I was saying, I found it to be really motivational. But I know we have a lot of readers and there's a lot of people that, you know, look at the show and they're like, you know, wow, it's there's a lot of critical things you can say about it. And I think those all have merit and value. And clearly as someone who's not into any sort of extreme measures for health and fitness and not into the number on a scale, you know, that's a big part of the show. Standing on the scale half naked, that's a big part of the show. And what they're doing is pretty extreme. The parts I do love are the emotional connections that Bob and the other trainers have with the people to really kind of break through issues and looking at that. I wish that there was more of that. I wish there were more that focused on that. But I think as we've kind of seen, you know, we saw Jillian try to do a show like that. That was just about the emotional side and those kind of breakthroughs. And, you know, it didn't get renewed. I love that show. So I'm blanking on the name of it, though. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was like Jillian Saves America or something
It was basically Jillian Saves America. Yeah.
She like basically would show up at someone's house and live with them for a month and then just help them make better choices just every day. It was not so much about extreme anything. It was just the little things you can do to live healthier and the things you can do that you can eliminate from your life that'll make you be healthier and feel healthier and all that stuff. And I liked it too, but I think it just wasn't drastic enough for people. Yeah. They want to see like 100-pound weight loss or something. It's a little sad. There's something competitive about reality TV that I don't like.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I think is sad. There's just like, man, there's not enough of a market to see, you know, the really, truly healthy stuff like that goes on, you know, the habit buildings and the deep emotional, you know, conversations and stuff. So, you know, I love there are lots of pros and cons about The Biggest Loser and reality TV in general. But, yeah, I wish it went deeper in that. But if there's not an audience for it, then, you know. What are you going to do?
What do you think, Kristen?
Well, I'm sort of a weird one with this because I am not a reality TV person, like, period. Like, I never have been. In general, it makes me just extremely uncomfortable. And I don't mean, like, The Biggest Loser specifically. I mean, literally any reality TV show, like, there's conflict and there's, you know, people get embarrassed. And I empathize with them immediately. And it's just really not a comfortable or entertaining experience for me. So the only parts of The Biggest Loser I've watched I've watched some of the workouts and I've watched some of those really like deep, important conversations. And those really blew me away. But I mean, I've never watched a weigh-in. I can't handle that. So I don't know. I realize that I come at all of this from a really different perspective than basically everyone else in America. And I'm totally aware of it. It's not because I think I'm like better than it. It's just that it makes me uncomfortable. So I don't know. Like clearly there's, like you were saying, like clearly there's a market for seeing, these really extreme changes and how they come about. And clearly that has been really inspirational to a lot of people to be like, oh, well, she can do that. I'm sure I can at least get out and walk around my block today.
Totally.
So a lot of really important stuff happening in there, but I don't know. And I mean, this is why I sit behind a computer all day instead of I'm not trying to make my way as a reality TV star because I don't know the answer to like, what's the right balance of sharing like, you know, these real life experiences versus what's sort of scripted versus what's scripted by someone else with the person not knowing. So I don't know. Like, it's not, and this is one of the things where I'm really happy because I've always been a big fan of Bob's because he's so positive and, you know, he's say what you know, people can say what they want about Biggest Loser, but he's always been like positive, encouraging, lovely. And I love that he's involved in so many different things because I've always been able to get my fix, even though I'm not a, you know, Biggest Loser junkie. Mm-hmm. He's got his DVDs, he's got his Instagram
photography series going on, which you guys are going to hear more about. So cool. He's got his classes. He's got all this other stuff that I can find. You know, I can just get my Bob fix. So anyway, that's a long rambling way of saying I don't really know, but it's not for me so much.
And I think that's really important too. Even if you don't watch Biggest Loser, and even if you don't like reality TV, you should still stick around and listen to this Bob interview because it's amazing.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's still so much merit. Like, don't marry Bob and Biggest Loser if you're not a fan of Biggest Loser, because Bob is his own unicorn. You know what I mean?
This is very true. Yeah. And we touch on that, but we touch on like 1,000 other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've concentrated on so many other things. So yeah, he has so much to say. And as I said, you can just hear it in his voice. He's very warm and funny and vulnerable at times. And we really got a really great discussion going on today. And it's one of the reasons we wanted to start this podcast, was like this kind of an interview to share with you guys, you know, cause we interview these people and then we have what, 500-600 words we could put into a blog post or whatever. And we want to expound on it and want you guys to be a part of it. So this is so thrilling. We were able to make it happen. And why don't we just dive into it right now, guys? What do you say?
Let's do it. Robot Bob it up.
All right, Robot Bob. Yes, here we go. The interview, today's interview is with Bob Harper. Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast, and we are so excited and giddy right now because the one and only Bob Harper is on the show today. So Bob, why don't you say hi to everybody?
Hi everyone. So excited to talk to you guys. I always love talking to my Fit Bottom girls.
And so on the line today we have Jen.
Hello, music to our ears.
Hi Jen.
Hello.
And Kristen.
Hello.
Hi. I think you can probably hear my smile.
We are so excited to have you here. So, Jen, you're going to ask Bob the first question. Excuse me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited too. Bob, I don't remember if you remember, but I remember you trained me for your online training club back in the day.
We go way back, you and me.
I know, way back. And I guess what we want to know is, like, obviously we've been stalking you on Instagram and Twitter and stuff, so we kind of know some of the stuff you've been up to, but what have you been up to? What have you been doing? There's been conversations with Bob and Body by Bob and all kinds of stuff, so we want to hear. We want to hear what you've been up to.
It's a lot of Bob. It's like 24/7 Bob. I'm getting tired of Bob.
We aren't. We're not.
I've been having a lot of fun with my photography, doing sitting down with people and talking to them about just whatever's going on in their lives, and actually capturing moments with my camera, which has been a lot of fun. And I'm trying to put together a book for that, which I think would be super cool. And I'm also doing my class. I've developed this class called Body by Bob, which people are really responding to.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to go take the class. It's at Brick, right? So it's the gym that you work out at.
Yeah, it's at Brick in Los Angeles, and I'm going to be going to New York to do it too soon. But, like, I'm really putting people to the test and challenging their metabolic conditioning. So that's what it's about. People are always asking me, do I need to know how to do CrossFit or anything like that? I'm like, no. It's like I try to break things down. More gymnastics stuff than anything, I think.
Huh. Like,
Oh, really?
Like what kind of gymnastics stuff?
We're doing lots of, like, handstands and pull-ups and like toe-to-bar and things like that, where I want people to get really comfortable with hanging onto a rig and really being able to control their own body and their body weight, which I think is super important.
Awesome. So what was the impetus to make that change? Because that sounds like it's quite different from a typical CrossFit WOD.
Yeah, well, I know that I've been doing CrossFit for a long time, and I absolutely love it. I also know that, you know, I work with a lot of women in Los Angeles and New York that are, they get skeptical. They think, you know, am I going to get really big? Am I going to get all jacked up? And, you know, it's like, of course, you're never going to get jacked up. We all know that, unless you're really focused on that and like putting a diet together for that. But I really get people to work with just their body weight a lot, because I think that that's super important. But I also think that adding a little bit of weight resistance is also, I believe, the fountain of youth when it comes to working out.
So Bob, this is Margot. I met you in New York when you were introducing Black Fire for the Daily Burn. Is this similar to that, or is this something new?
Yeah, it's a little similar to that, but it's the time domain is much longer. We get in there for an hour, and I mean, pretty much for 45, 50 minutes, you know that you're going to be sweating your butt off.
That sounds good to me. Yeah. I love that.
And it's been a lot of fun doing these classes because I've been trying to really grab like some really fit people that I know and some people that are just starting out, and I put them in the same room together and I really show them that they can all work out together because everything is totally scalable. And I think that's really important. I think that it's important for people that are just starting out to be able to be in a room with people that are super fit and they feel like they are, you know, being able to do a lot of the same things. And it's good for the ego. It's good for, you know, building a little swag in a person's mind.
Oh yeah, totally. It's such a confidence builder too when you're like, hey, I can hang with these people, you know, that are a whole lot fittier than me. Even if we're doing things on a different level, like we're still doing it together.
Yeah, I think that's super important. I think that gets people to keep coming back too. And the fit people are just like, are you kidding me? It's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my entire life.
Interesting. So how did you develop that concept? Is that from some of your own training?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, you know, I've been in the business for a long time and I'm always thinking like, how can I work people out? How can I challenge them? How can I make them feel good after a workout? Because I don't want to just beat people up and them just walk out feeling, you know, just wrecked. I want them feeling wrecked, but also feeling really good. So I've constantly been thinking about what I want to do as far as like putting together, you know, my class. And I've done classes forever. I've taught soul spinning classes and other types of group fitness. And this has just been an evolution of all my years of being in this business.
Well, you were talking about the encouragement and not wanting to break people down, and God, you're fantastic at that. Since we've all shared our meeting Bob stories, Bob, you and I met as well back at Blog Her about 100 years ago. And I got a chance to ask you because you were talking about wanting to still do long distance races and when you were much, much older. And I asked you, how do you know if you're ready to move on to the next thing, like a half Ironman or something? And you said, if you're thinking about it, you're ready.
That's
and
right.
You encouraged me to do it, and I did it. And I thought of you because you were really like very influential in that decision. You have this great one-on-one thing. And I'm wondering, what's your approach like kind of internally when you're training someone or speaking to them in person versus when you're working with somebody on a show or leading a workout for a video?
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, I love hearing that I was helpful in your goal, because doing a half marathon or half Ironman is a major feat. So congratulations on that.
Well, oh, yeah. Thanks.
I mean, that's a big deal. And I mean, when I work with people, I find out what their goals are. I make sure that they're attainable and realistic. And I really do believe that like you can do anything that you put your mind to. I mean, are you going to be able to do some like full Ironman someday? Maybe. But if I'm working with someone that has never done anything like that before, let me tell you, I'm going to do everything I can to get them on that path to making that goal happen. And it's like, you know, if we have that desire to do anything, you can make anything happen.
So Bob, this is Margot. So I guess we're all going to trade our Bob stories. I met you in New York City when you were introducing Black Fire for Daily Bird.
Oh yeah.
I was the girl that showed up with a messed up eye. I had like a black eye.
Yep, I remember.
New Year's Eve, my friend's dog scratched at me. It was crazy, but it's all healed now. I just want you to know. And you were very funny. You looked at me like you said, well, I hope you had a good time. So anyway, are there any workouts you're dying to try for yourself? I know you probably try everything out there, but there's anything new out there or anything old, like you just haven't just done yet, maybe like surfing or something. What's a workout you want to try?
I'll tell you what I'm about to go do in October. I'm going to go do a gymnastics camp. And it's a company called Power Monkey, and the guy's name is Dave Durante. He is amazing. He was on the U.S. Olympic team several years ago. He's a fantastic gymnast. His wife is an aerialist. I mean, they're just, you know, they're amazing people, and they're going to do this camp that I'm going to be a part of for a week. And I mean, I am so afraid of it, you have no idea.
which is a really good sign, right? You're going to bust out of your comfort zone, yeah.
I tell people all the time, get out of your comfort zone. And let me tell you, I do the exact same thing all the time. And this is going to be so scary. It's like, I feel like I should like blog it or something, every day of just like me going through this and just like being in tears. I think it'd be kind of funny.
Well, if you need a place to host that blog, you know, okay. I think
we know people.
Okay. Good.
An open invitation anytime to write anything you want.
I love it. I think it'd be great.
So I'm wondering, first of all, if you have any sort of like Biggest Loser next season update. And then I think a larger question to that would be something that you touched on before that was like, you said you'd been in the industry for a long time. And I think it's funny because, I mean, we have been fans of yours. FPG started in 2008. I think the first time we talked to you was in 2009. I remember your first workout DVDs where you're like, I'm just stretching on a rock, you know? And at this time, it's like my favorite. We quote that a lot. At that time, you were vegetarian and went vegan. You did mostly a lot of yoga. And then now, you know, you've gone through this evolution where now you eat meat, you do CrossFit, and now you're going to become like, you're going to go to the Olympics for gymnastics. So, you know, I'm wondering, what has that evolution been like, you know, and how have you had all of these changes? How has that translated to you working with other people and to you helping motivate other people, your own experiences? How's that interacted?
Gosh, I think that when it comes to the health and fitness field, it's ever changing and it's always evolving. I think that you got to just like really keep moving forward with it. I can't imagine just continuing to do the same thing over and over again for the rest of my life when it comes to diet and exercise. It's like, I love learning. I love challenging myself. I tell people all the time, you know, like you got to mix things up. You got to change things around because this is going to be something that I do for the rest of my life. And I'm always going to find some way to challenge myself, some way to make it exciting. Like I'm doing kickboxing right now. I did a class this morning with this guy that was just, I mean, I left the class and I was drenched in sweat. And it's just like, that to me is a stress reliever. It's a lot of fun and it keeps me going and keeps me motivated. And after the class today, some of the people said, it's so great seeing you in this class because some people come in and they try it once or twice and they go, wow, that's a great sweat. And then they don't ever come back. And that's just so not me. It's like, I'm going to challenge myself all the time. And that's what I tell people that I work with. I tell them like, challenge yourself, find something exciting, read a new book on a different diet plan that's out there and see what works for you. And it's like, keep your head in the game. And if you keep your head in the game, chances are you're going to be leading that quote unquote healthy lifestyle that everyone's striving for.
Yeah. I think that's really interesting. And, you know, something we try to remain relevant, which I think is sometimes kind of difficult in the current like internet world, is to continue to be heard and then evolve with the times. And then obviously like the science and the research, and there's really no better indicator of what's working than like how you feel. And I think you tap into that perfectly.
Yeah, I think that like you've got to make an assessment. You go in, you try something, you see how it works on the body. Like I'm getting older and I want to be able to make sure that like as I get older, I'm going to be feeling younger and better throughout this life of mine, because you know, this is the life that I have and I'm going to make sure that I challenge myself every chance that I can.
That's fantastic, obviously. But okay, let's talk about this in terms of like reality TV, because you talk about having been in an industry for a while. You've also been in that reality TV space. And we've had, you know, we love Biggest Loser. We love all of that. But we also get a lot of questions from readers about the reality TV culture and fat shaming. And I wondered, you know, with you being such a like lift everyone up with you, what are your feelings about that?
Yeah, you know, it's like I've been doing my show for all 17 seasons now. And one thing that I would never, ever be interested at all in would be any type of fat shaming. I think that like, you know, working in reality television, of course, things are going to get blown out of proportion. Things are going to get escalated, and, you know, things are going to be controversial at times. But at the end of the day, what I believe in is what I really put out there every single day. I tell people, I practice what I preach. I'm not going to tell you to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. It's like, I feel like we're all in the same boat when it comes to health and fitness. I don't care if you have that beautiful six pack size four or you're, you know, 400 pounds and you're struggling every single day. We're all in this together. And for me to be a part of anything that would be derogatory or shaming in any way, I would have zero interest in being a part of.
I remember that episode of the show. It was a couple of seasons ago where you were talking to a contestant about, at one time when you were 17, you came out to your parents, mm-hmm. to your family, and you were basically, I wanted to know, like, do you think being on The Biggest Loser has helped you grow personally as well as professionally?
Oh.
Like something about that show helped you get the courage to speak to him about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was really interesting, especially like coming out. I did come out at 17. But I found that being on my show for as long as I was, I never discussed it, talked about my mm-hmm. own sexuality. And I found, like, I even made a joke about it in an interview saying, somehow I woke up and I was back in the closet. And I don't know how that happened. and it was really important because also working on my show, it was never about me. It was always about my contestants. And when I had Bobby come onto my show that season and he was dealing with such self-loathing and self-doubt, and it was centered around his own sexuality, I was like, we need to discuss this and we need to discuss it today. And I remember the producers were like, wait, you want to talk about what? I'm like, yeah, I want to talk about this because it's super important to Bobby and because of what he's going through. And that's why I did this show. I remember going on to the show in the beginning and just going, I am going to do whatever I can to help the people that I work with in any way that I can.
It's like just heart emojis everywhere.
I know. I'm cavelling right now.
Like a little bit.
Like now I have to ask a question. I'm just like, oh, so lovely. Okay, so I'm wondering if that. Okay, so those type of like deep emotional conversations that you've had on the show. How? I mean, was that kind of like? Do you feel like training for your conversations with Bob series in a way?
Oh, I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, I took my passions and I put them together and I thought, wow, here I am. I love photography. I love taking pictures of people. And now I'm able to kind of like bring those two worlds together. And I love talking to people. I love interviewing and analyzing. I mean, I'm a person that's been in analysis, you know, ever since I can remember. So, that to me is super interesting. And I think that like talking about my, conversations with Bob, I really want to kind of lean toward really focusing on like one subject matter, and that is our bodies and the bodies of all of us, and kind of like capturing images of people as they talk about themselves, be it the fittest people or people that are struggling, because I think that would be a really interesting study.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I've got a couple of reader questions today.
Okay.
One of them is asking if you have any suggestions for a good exercise for someone who's disabled and unable to move their legs.
Well, I'm a big believer in weight training. So there's always plenty of upper body exercises that people can do. I mean, I've seen these people in CrossFit that are confined to a wheelchair, and the physicality of these people are unbelievable. It's like it thoroughly amazes me. And also, I know that a lot of people work in the pool because you can definitely concentrate on mobility and working upper body strength in the pool. So there's plenty of things that can be done. You just have to make sure that you have the right coaches and people that can guide you when it comes to those type of workouts. But man, you can really see people that have been confined to a wheelchair or have their own disabilities that they do not let their disabilities stop them in any way, shape, or form.
So that brings me to my question. One of my favorite things are full body exercises mm-hmm. that just work everything. What's your favorite full body exercise?
Well, I mean, I think my favorite slash I hate it more than anything would be a thruster, because you get dumbbells in your hand or you get a barbell and you squat down and then explode from the hips to lift the bar over your head. I mean, you have to use every bit of your body to make that happen. And I mean, it's just, it's still one of the most challenging movements that I do.
I totally agree. I love hate.
But there's also, there's amazing equipment that's out there right now. I've been working on this treadmill. It's called a TrueForm treadmill, which is, you don't plug it up. There's no electricity involved. It's literally you on this like kind of ramp that you are trying to move this belt as you're running. And it feels like you're running out in the sand. It's so hard. I hate it so much.
Wow.
I want to try that.
Oh my God.
Me too.
That sounds miserable.
It's absolutely miserable. But what's great about it is you run on that. And the next thing you know, when you're out on the road for an outdoor run, it's so much easier. And then when you get, and if you get on a treadmill with, you know, just the, like the normal treadmill, you get on that and you're like, well, this is cheating. How is this like, how is this working?
Then you're like basically just flying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I saw on Instagram, it looked like maybe you had a new PR for your push jerk, possibly, but I wonder if you had any new PRs.
Hard. Well, that PR, well, that wasn't a PR. That was 185 for 3 reps, which was a lot of fun, but I'm real good with getting a bar over my head from like shoulder to overhead. Like I have like a lot of strength there, so that's a lot of fun for me. It's when I'm squatting. If you see me doing heavy squats, then like give me a praise, give me like a big ups because it's super hard.
I think maybe we have similar type bodies. We both hate thrusters. I'm really good overhead or doing pull-ups or something. But yeah, you like make me do any squats or something, and I'm like, oh, this is so heavy.
Yeah,
I love squats.
Oh. I need your lower half, and you can we just smash our bodies together.
Exactly. It's so hard.
Oh. All right. So, Bob, you have excellent taste in workout music. You're always – I feel like every time I see you say anything about a song, I'm like, yes, that's what I need on my playlist. So do you have, number one, a favorite workout song of all time, and number two, any songs that are in, like, heavy rotation right this minute?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you you can look at some of my playlists on Spotify, and I have one playlist called Body by Bob, and another one called Birthday Beats. That's what I've been playing. I've been really bringing back the old like 80s. Lately, it's been for my workouts. It's been Susie and the Banshees. It's been The Cure. It's been Depeche Mode. It's been the Smiths.
Yes.
That's what I've been doing, and people have been loving it.
Well, on that note, so Bob, we're going to wrap this up, but we want to ask you one more question. It's the question we ask everybody, the very last question we ask people for the podcast. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. What was the last song you listened to before you did this interview?
The last song that I listened to would be, I know exactly what it was. It was This Charming Man by the Smiths.
Nice.
Pick.
That's so fitting since you are this charming man.
Yes. Well,
I appreciate that.
I like that, Kristen.
Oh, I'm a real witty one.
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. We really appreciate it. We know the Skype gods were trying to defeat us, but we defeated it. So thank you so much for joining us. And we'll definitely be keeping in, you know, on top of all the social media following you. And thanks again for being on the show.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I love talking to you guys.
Much love. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Bye, Bob.
Thanks. Bye.
That's it for this episode of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe to us on whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you love what you're hearing, yay, leave a few stars and a review. That would be amazing. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media channels for Fit Bottom Girls, Fit Bottom Zen, Fit Bottom Eats, and Fit Bottom Mamas. You just spell it all out and you will find us. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram. Believe me, you will find us. If you want to reach out to say hi, have a question about a recent episode or interview, feel free to email us at podcast@fitbottomgirls.com. And if books and movies are also your thing, check out the other podcast I co-host called Book vs. Movie, which you can find anywhere where you search for podcasts. Thank you so much once again for dropping by. And remember, a life filled with laughter is a life well lived. Bye.